Follow us to Orlando, Florida on Wire FM with Visit Orlando and Runcorn Shopping Centre.
Yesterday, I was a little bit disappointed with Kylo Ren.
Oh, and what was that?
He has an attitude problem.
Kylo Ren might be scanning this interview as we speak. We're still on Disney ground.
Let's move on quickly.
Yes.
So then, yesterday I got to visit Disney Studios.
Yes.
I got to meet Chewbacca.
Yes.
He was absolutely amazing. He's the icon for me.
Absolutely. Well, as you just mentioned, those are some of the brand new wonderful offerings that we have at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The Star Wars Launch Bay, where our guests can be fully immersed in the story of Star Wars and meet Chewbacca and Kylo Ren.
Truly amazing. We also went to the Toy Story ride. Mm-hmm. So I went on that and I was a little bit disappointed with myself because I thought I'm going to get the highest score here. It turns out of everyone that was with us, I was one of the lowest scores.
But you didn't get the turtle, did you?
No.
You did? Okay, so you're good. So you were not the lowest of them all.
No. But I wasn't the fastest either. Which when I got on there, I said, I am going to beat everyone here. And when I come off, I think I had 104,000.
Okay, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, and then you see the highest score of 555,000. It was a little bit disappointing.
So was it your first time in the toy box?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, it was my first time as a toy.
There it goes. Well, the wonderful thing is about Toy Story Midway Mania is that you know, everybody loves Toy Story. I can't believe it's already been 20 years since the first one we premiered. But everybody can relate to those classic characters. And the Toy Story Midway Mania, you get to be a toy and go into the toy box and learn how Woody and their friends have fun while Andy's gone.
We have 7 of the most popular theme parks in the world right here in Orlando. And one of the things about this year is each one of them has something new. Which so it means if you came last year, you came 5 years ago, you came 10 years ago, it's a great time to come back. Between Mako at SeaWorld, between Frozen at Epcot, everything that's happening at Disney Springs, Star Wars on the horizon, and Kong, you really, at Universal, you really have something new no matter what your passion or which park you love. And that's what keeps it fresh. You know, if you're a Disneyphile and you want to come meet the new characters, which, you know, character interaction is huge, and bringing things to life, it's always new. And if you want to go and meet the new characters at Universal or see the new things in Harry Potter or, you know, get up close with the animals at SeaWorld or kiss a dolphin, you know, it's always a new experience. As we say, it takes 67 days to see everything in Orlando. And part of it is it's always new and it's always reinventing itself.
Here at the Hilton Bonnet Creek, you know, since we first opened, we really wanted to be that haven away from the craziness of the parks and provide a relaxing, comfortable environment for when you come back, that we really set the stage that you can relax. And there's so many different things to do. The Lazy River, the pool, we have 12 different bars and restaurants. A sushi bar, we offer signature Italian dining, Bull and Bear, you know, renowned steakhouse here on the property. We also have a golf course if you just want to get some time away and go golfing. We have a full spa, you know, kids activities every day that we set up just for our families. We really encourage our guests to, of course, go enjoy the attractions that Orlando has to offer. But don't forget about taking some time to really relax with your family.
Follow us to Orlando, Florida on Wire FM with Visit Orlando and Runcorn Shopping Center. Register for clues at wirefm.com.